This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
A lot of people don't want to be forced to wear masks, and the answer to that is very simple. All you have to do is self-identify as someone who is already wearing a mask, even if you aren't. Just say that that's your gender. Your gender is someone who wears a mask. And since the left has told us that biology isn't real, which means physical reality isn't real, you can invent whatever physical reality that you want. I mean, if a biological man can magically become a woman, then someone who's not wearing a mask can magically claim to be wearing a mask. I mean, if a biological man can be on the women's wrestling team in a college or high school, then heck, you can walk into Walmart without actually wearing a mask by just saying that you identify as someone who's wearing a mask. I mean, let's use the libtard liberal logic against them. Now, by the way, I'm not opposed to wearing masks voluntarily. Not that I shop at Walmart, but if I were to go into Walmart, I have a neck gaiter. So it's not really a mask, but I like to pull that up over my nose like the Lone Ranger, I'm as the Health Ranger now dressed like the Lone Ranger. I like to do that personally because it protects my privacy. People don't recognize me. So I think it's kind of cool to walk around with a mask, but I understand that that's not the same situation with everybody else. You don't want to be forced to wear a mask, and I get that. So there's really two solutions here. Number one, why not make a cheesecloth mask? I mean, make a mask that is a mockery of a mask. Make a mask that offers zero protection, that does absolutely nothing, and slap that sucker on where clearly there's giant holes in the cheesecloth, and just wear a mask that's got holes in it and just say, oh, I've been wearing it so much, it must have worn out. I've never seen anyone define what is a mask that you have to wear. So couldn't you technically wear just about anything you wanted and just call it a mask? I mean, again, getting back to the LGBT identity thing, they want to say a man is a woman. You can call a piece of scrap cotton a mask. Just have a little scrap piece of cotton hanging out of your nose holes or something. Call it a mask. Just wear it around as a giant FU to the establishment. Or draw a mask on your face. Just use lipstick, cosmetics, stuff. Just draw a mask on your face. like you're wearing a mask, but not really. And then people say, well, you're not wearing a mask. You say, yes, I am. And they say, no, you're not. And you say, yes, I am. Can't you see it? It's right here. And they say, no, that's not a real mask. And then you simply say, well, I self-identify as a person who is wearing a mask. Who are you to question my gender identity? I'm a mask gender. I mean, again, just use your own logic against them. Drive them nuts. And when the police try to write you a ticket, just say, no, yeah, sorry. I'm not playing in your little game system. I already have my mask on because that's my identity, and you can't write me a ticket, whatever. Sorry. Or how about this? Walk into Walmart with a mask on for 10 seconds and then accidentally on purpose drop it on the floor. Oh, can't wear that now. It's unsanitary. I would have to continue shopping without the mask. How about that? And again, I am a pro voluntary mask person in the sense that I understand that masks actually do prevent transmission of respiratory disease. And I think that a lot of the anti-mask hysteria is wildly overhyped. I think some of it's insane. A lot of the same people that are complaining, oh, the media has been scaring us with fear, and fear is the enemy, and no one should be afraid of anything. And then they turn around and say, be very afraid of a mask. That just seems crazy to me. And people have been wearing masks for a very long time without any problem, like surgeons, painters, construction workers, respiratory masks, things like that. They're totally fine. But on the other hand, I don't like governments telling us that we have to wear a mask when maybe we don't want to. Maybe we don't want to wear a mask. Maybe some people have a respiratory problem where they do have trouble breathing. Why should they be forced to wear a mask by a government that, let's face it, is just totally full of shit all the time anyway? The government, the CDC, contradicting themselves all the time, the WHO, you never know which day they're going to say Don't buy a mask. Do buy a mask. Masks don't work. Masks do work. The disease is transmissible in humans. No, it's not transmissible in humans. Oh, asymptomatic carriers are highly infectious. Now, asymptomatic carriers are not infectious. Well, which version of their bullshit are you supposed to believe? I mean, if they say that you have to adhere to the authorities, well, when the authorities contradict themselves every 2 weeks, how are you supposed to adhere to what they say when they keep changing it? So wear a cheesecloth mask just as a giant F you to the establishment. Yeah. Oh, I'm complying. Yeah, with a total piece of crap mask that doesn't even do anything. That's what's hilarious about it. Or again, paint one on your face. Just paint it on with fangs or something. Anyway, that's my take on it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, recording without a mask. Thanks for listening.